Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. President Putin has vowed to hold a proper military parade in Red Square to mark the 75th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in the Second World War. He was speaking at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier by the Kremlin Wall, where he paid tribute to the millions who'd fallen. There were no crowds because of the coronavirus restrictions, just groups of soldiers.
75 лет прошло, как закончилась Великая Отечественная война.
75 years have passed since the end of the Great Patriotic War. We will definitely, as usual, mark this jubilee on a wide scale and with profound solemnity. We will do it in a fitting manner, as demands our duty to those who have achieved this victory despite the horrific odds. And Red Square will host the main parade.
By contrast, the annual military parade in neighbouring Belarus is going ahead, as well as a firework display and concert. President Lukashenko said he could not bring himself to cancel the events. China's President Xi Jinping has expressed concern about the threat of coronavirus to North Korea and says China is willing to offer help to its neighbour. Mr. Xi was responding to a letter he received from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. China's state media reported that the letter congratulated Xi Jinping on China's apparent success in fighting COVID-19. North Korea maintains that it has not had a single confirmed case of the virus, although outside analysts have repeatedly questioned if that is possible. The press secretary of the US Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for COVID-19. Katie Miller, who's married to a senior advisor to President Trump, is the second White House worker to test positive this week. On Thursday, it was confirmed that a member of the military serving as one of Mr. Trump's valets had the virus. The president and the vice president are checked daily. Shops and businesses have started to partially reopen in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, as the government eases its nationwide coronavirus lockdown. Clothing and shoe shops are among the first to start business, but malls are still shut as part of a phased lifting of restrictions. Ambarazan Etirajan reports.
Business associations in Pakistan have welcomed the government's decision to withdraw the restrictions in a phased manner, saying the country cannot afford to remain shut for a long period of time. They usually do brisk business during the Muslim month of Ramadan. Pakistan's economy is already suffering with a sharp drop in tax revenue, falling remittances from abroad and declining exports. Announcing the move earlier this week, the Prime Minister Imran Khan said it was now the responsibility of the people to follow the social distancing rules. He said Pakistan's poor and labourers could not afford to live under lockdown.
Ambarazan Etirajan reporting. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.